Now, this morning, boys and girls, I want to tell you about a very dangerous time in the life of the Lord's Apostle Paul. You remember how we've seen in the Acts of the Apostles that Paul had been held a prisoner in the city of Caesarea. And he was a prisoner, of course, on account of the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So he preached the gospel. And you remember we saw how those different men reacted, how they took the words that Paul said. There was Felix, and then there was Festus, and then there was King Agrippa. The Apostle Paul then appealed to go to Rome to make his case known to the Roman Emperor. And so Paul set off for Rome in a ship. Now, it's there that you come into the very dangerous time in the life of the Lord's Apostle. Paul was put in charge of a centurion was put in charge of Paul, and his name was Julius. And you begin to see what kind of a man the Apostle Paul was. You may remember a good few months ago, we said that Paul was a very good Christian, a very great Christian. He was an example to each and every one of us who would name the name of Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. And Julius was impressed with the Apostle Paul. And in fact, when the ship came to its first port of call, a place called Sidon, Julius told Paul that he could go with Luke, who was there as well, and another Christian called Aristarchus, and they could go and they could visit the Christians in the city of Sidon. He allowed him to do that, and Paul, of course, was pleased to go and visit the Christians in that city. And then they set off and they came to another port of call. And then eventually they landed on the island of Crete. Now winter was coming on. And so Paul spoke to the captain of the ship. And he said, I believe that if we go on further, then we are going to be in very real trouble. But of course the Roman centurions and the Roman officers and the Roman soldiers, all these people wanted to get back home as quickly as possible. And so they disregarded Paul's words. They didn't heed what Paul said. And off they set into the Mediterranean Sea. Now it was there that the danger really started, because they hadn't gone very far when these tremendous winds began to blow. And the Bible tells us that the ship was tossed to and fro in the water as they sailed through the day and through the night as well. It came to a point, in fact, where they couldn't tell when it was day and when it was night. These great storm clouds were there and they were breaking out and the waves were heaving and the ship was going up and down in the water. Well, one morning, Paul came to the people, to the men on the ship. And he said, don't be afraid. He said, because the Lord stood by me last night and the Lord told me that not one person on the whole of this ship should be lost, but we all must stay in the ship. They began to throw things overboard to lighten the ship, to help them on the journey. But Paul said, not one person must leave the ship or ever try to leave the ship. Now it came to a point after a long time, 2 weeks altogether, and it came to a point after that where one night they spotted land. It was an island which the Bible calls Malta, but which we call or we know as the island of Malta. And the sailors spotted the island of Malta, and here's what they decided to do. They said, let's let down the little ship and we'll escape from the ship. We'll leave the others and we'll escape from the ship. And they began to pretend that they were working at the anchors, letting the anchors down. And really what they were doing was letting down the little ship so that they could escape and leave the others on board. Now, Paul saw that. And Paul said to the captain, not one person is to leave the ship. You remember, that's what God said. And so they cut away the small ship and not one of them was able to leave. And then the next morning again, and this is where you see something of the Apostle Paul. Paul came, and because they hadn't eaten for a long time, he said, now, we must all eat something because we don't really know what lies ahead of us once we crash onto the rocks and once we begin to swim for shore. And so the Bible says that he took the bread, the loaves that were there, and he gave thanks. He stood up amongst all these pagan soldiers, amongst all these Romans who didn't believe in God at all. And he stood up in the midst of that ship and he gave thanks to God for the food they were going to eat and for all his goodness towards them. And then the crash came, and the ship began to break into pieces. And the Bible tells us that some of them swam to shore. Others just clung on to a broken piece of the ship, and they all landed on the shore. And they all landed safely on the shore. We're not told whether Paul swam or whether Paul hung on to a piece of the ship. These kind of things, I'm sure we'd like to know, but the Bible doesn't tell us sometimes those kind of things. But they all came safely to the shore, and it was a frightening time for the Lord's Apostle Paul. But you see, in the midst of it all, boys and girls, he was able to bear that good testimony, that good witness to Jesus Christ the Lord. And that's a very, very important thing. And I'm sure one of the reasons why he was able to behave the way that he did, even in the midst of all of that danger, was because he knew that God was with him, that Christ was with him, even in the midst of all things. You see that hymn that we sang just a minute ago? Be gone on belief, my Saviour is near, and for my relief will surely appear. By prayer let me wrestle, and he will perform. With Christ in the vessel, I smile at the storm. Paul knew that Christ was with him, even in the midst of all that danger. The man who wrote that hymn, John Newton, he was a sailor. Many's a time he was in danger as well, on the vessels, on the ships that he sailed in. But you see, he's able to look back and he's able to realize that Christ is with him in all things. And that's a very, very important thing to know, that when Christ is our Savior, then Christ has promised to be with us in everything, in all our life.